No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. I'm in here today with No Jumper veteran.
Swear.
Matt Ox.
Everything.
We're back.
We're back.
Type. You remember that first one? You kept saying type?
Type.
Because you weren't allowed to swear back then.
Type.
You don't remember this? Type. Because you were saying type shit after everything.
Right.
And then
type.
We went to do the interview and you just kept saying type. And people were so confused at home because they didn't know that saying type shit is like a normal thing that you were saying at the time.
Right.
That was weird. Also, you have like one dreadlock in your face. Like, what happened with that?
How did I don't know, bro. Look at this one. Oh, this joint crazy.
Man. You're really just doing your thing with the hair, huh?
It's just happening.
Oh, wow.
This is life.
This is how cultural appropriation happens. Who's just calling steadily, me? The dreads just knot up. Who is calling you?
My brother Nassim. I can't pick it up, though, because we on the interview.
We are on the interview. How you doing?
I give No Jumper respect.
I appreciate that. Because we did your first interview. We went viral as hell when we started out.
Respect's an illusion.
Respect's an illusion?
And can you see it?
Can you see respect? No, but you can't see, like, the air either, and you know it's there, right?
But is it saying... Nah, I feel you. But that's like a chemical. You feel like that's like, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm, a chemical. No, when we did that first interview, I just remember it was really early in the morning. I had to get up really fucking early. It was like me, you, Chapo. You were maybe 12 years old.
Oh, God.
Were you 12?
I might have been.
I think I thought you were 12, but now when I look at it, I'm like 13, maybe.
And you're I might have been 12, though.
Right. How old are you right now?
15.
And how do you feel? Like, do you feel like a 15-year-old? You feel like somebody who's been through a lot?
Sometimes I feel like I'm 1,000 years old. Sometimes I feel like I'm, like, 9 years old.
Right.
Sometimes I feel like 20. It's just on the mood. You feel, I don't know.
Right.
It's just it.
Do you feel like blowing up at such a young age has had like a crazy effect on your brain? Because you were just sort of steadily evolving for all those years and all of a sudden, bam, just everything went crazy.
I was exposed to a lot, you feel me?
Mm.
But it's like nothing's like, I never took it serious. You feel like I wouldn't take those things serious because it was just happening. You feel me?
Mm.
Like, it wasn't like, it wasn't like I was in the streets or like I what like, you know what I'm trying to say?
I mean, if you're like 25 or 30 and you've been trying to be a rapper for 10 years and then you make it, you might sort of be ready for it.
Right.
But if you're 13 and all of a sudden you're just like famous,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You just, it's hard to have a perspective on it, right?
Yeah, well, just, yeah, exactly. Perspectives always change on everything, you feel me? It's just... a matter of time.
One of the things I thought was most interesting when we did that interview was that you were just about to get kicked out of private school because you were, what, holding a knife in one of the videos and you were, like, rapping with a girl shaking her ass right behind you, mm-hmm. and the school was like, nah, we're not having that.
Yeah, they called DHS on us.
Did you get kicked out of that school?
I might have.
Or did you just leave?
I think I just left. Pretty sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting because it was like a private school. They could kick you out just for dancing in the woods holding a knife with a girl behind you, right?
Oh, God. It made no sense.
I feel like in a way, though, like your career kind of got like sabotaged in a way because of the fact that your Instagram got taken down so many times in the beginning. That felt like it.
Yeah.
That really kind of fucked up the track you were on.
Definitely. I feel like now it's back, you feel me?
Mm.
Better than it was. Way better. But... I feel like, I don't know, bro. Everything meant to happen, you feel me? It's not no, like, oh, I got hacked, you feel me? When it would happen, it was kind of like that, but I wasn't really stressing it.
Mm. Yeah. I hear that. So how do you feel about, like, you haven't put anything out in a while. Last project, 2018.
Yeah.
Where are you at musically? Like, have you been grinding, trying to get ready?
Yeah, bro, I'm about to drop an album. But billions of mixtapes, you feel me? That's all dropping. And then billions more albums after this one album.
Okay.
This one album, about to be crazy.
So we had a nice break, but you're planning on flooding the
streets
again?
This new album going to be like, I'm not even going to call it a genre, because genres don't exist, you feel me? It's like, that's just something to separate. Like you feel, put it into a category, it's not really like, it's more just... what it is.
You feel like you've gone way outside of rap?
Yeah. I mean, like, mixing more, you feel me? But I don't just rap. I never just rapped.
Because it feels like the game has changed a lot where it's all about melodies these days.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely about melody. It's about everything, though. It's just about, it's about the vibe. It's about the words. It's about the way you play, the wordplay, and then it's about how you say it.
Mm.
Not just, like, how you flow with it, but more, like, the timing and everything.
Did you feel like you...
I don't pay attention to
Were you a SoundCloud rapper, or do you feel like you were sort of almost even before that?
I get. What you mean?
I don't know. I mean, when we think about SoundCloud rappers, your name doesn't normally come up with that, but right. I guess when you think about it, it does. You sort of fit into that.
Yeah, I guess I was like YouTube, SoundCloud, you feel me? Like, it was more YouTube, that's probably why.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, but so all that shit happens. You start blowing up. When does it start to feel to you like, did you have a lot of complications in your career, like, in terms of things just not going the right way and stuff? And you had a lot of label issues, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, the first joint I signed, the owner of the whole label, quit. And I was just like,
what label was that?
That was Warner.
Oh, okay.
So what did Pump do? He ran up.
Pump, yeah, he said he couldn't have legally signed the contract because he was too young or something, right. And he got out of it.
I got out of mine too.
The like same that. Thing? They didn't have your mom co-sign on that?
It was something. What happened, Ma? How did we get out of that?
Shout out to your lovely mother. Back for another interview.
It just happened.
So you got out of that deal how long ago?
Like, that was like the beginning. Like before I dropped my album.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ain't dropped nothing.
Okay.
And I just, that was actually when I was like kind of like fell off, I guess you could say.
When do you feel like you fell off?
Like deposits and like athlete songs you never heard, probably.
Okay.
Jones, there just wasn't, and then I dropped the album, but that went crazy, you feel me?
The album went crazy?
And the singles before it, and then I dropped the X song, too, and all that.
Yeah, that was a fucking crazy moment, was when the X song came out. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how that came about.
That just, I was FaceTiming him. I'm pretty sure we talked about this, fool.
Did we? No, we haven't done another. Oh, yeah, we did do another interview. Yeah. Okay. I remember that one. Now, this is the third interview.
Yeah, it's like the fourth. Yeah,
feels bro. Like I should have known that.
Yeah, that's fried. Why I said I wasn't 12. I was 14.
Oh, okay.
But what was he talking about?
The X song, how that came about.
So, like.
Obviously, I've completely forgotten, so I'm assuming the audience will, too.
So, the X song. I FaceTime, he texted me on Instagram, you feel me? And I've been rocking with X since I was, like, younger, you feel me? That was, like, one of my favorite artists, I say. Just, like, underground. He would have exposed me to the underground when I started rapping, and I wasn't popping. And so I was like, damn, that's lit. So I FaceTimed him, and we was just talking. And I played him the one song, The Hook, and he was like, He was like, yo, send that to me. That joint crazy. And I sent it to him. And he texted me like a week later. He like, yo, my peoples think this joint a hit, bro. I think it's a hit too, bro. Like, I'm going to put you on an album. I was like, bet.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy because you were self-described. Like, you felt like you had kind of fallen off at that point, but he didn't give a shit.
I mean, yeah. I didn't see it like that when I was there, but now I see it like that. But it's just all perspective. That's why I said fell off. Mm. It's just a perspective. Like, it don't really mean nothing.
Well, that's the weird thing about being in the position that you're in is that you could literally put out one hot song, it's popping, and then maybe it takes you a year to find another song that could do good. But in the in-between time, everybody just acts like your career is so fucked up because you don't, like, consistently keep 6ix9ine dropping hits over and over. Like, if you have any sort of time away from that, people are so fast. I remember people started saying, like, oh, Blueface fell off, like, a month after Blueface came out. I'm like, we don't have enough information to know if Blueface fell off. You got to stop.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I say it's just perspective. It's not, like, a fact.
Mm. It's crazy, too, because X was the definition of somebody who would want to do a song with somebody and like have it all like on his album or whatever, and then just change his mind like a week later. Yeah. Because his first project, it says like the track list came out, like the actual art, and it says featuring Adam 22 on the first song.
And then
I don't know what that song sounds like because I never heard it.
Probably like you call him or something.
It was that week. That week he wanted me to be on the intro for his album, and then like 2 weeks later it was just like, oh no, I'm doing a whole new album. None of those songs are on this album. You know?
Damn.
Crazy. But okay, so what have you been up to like for the most part? What's your lifestyle like out there in Philly? You still in Philly?
Yeah, I'm still in Philly.
How's that going?
I'm good, bro. I'm just, you know, flowing. Just, I've been in the studio with my engineer, and he a producer too, so we just been cooking.
Right, just trying to get some heat. You got any songs you're excited about right now?
Yeah, a lot. It's just a bunch of songs. But I'm just like, damn, because I got to choose only a couple, you feel me? Because I don't want to make the album too long. I want to make it short, sweet, you feel me? Like, 2-minute songs at most, you feel me? Like, 1-2 minutes, you feel me? And just have like 14 songs.
14?
Something like that, yeah.
That's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, the streets are definitely ready for that project, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm about to probably, you know, I'm about to drop more than before. You feel me? I'm gonna drop definitely a couple of singles.
Did you want to take the time off that you've taken from sort of being in the public eye just so you could work on your shit, or did that just sort of happen because you wanted to just take time
like
to work on
it? It wasn't like a
thing
I planned. I like it though. It's like it's good because I was able to just. I like the time. Yeah, like I do, you feel me? Like, at like 2 months ago, I was like, yeah, I want it. But when it happened, when I got the time, you feel me? It just happened. I was just cooking, you feel me?
Right. Like what you said, like in the middle of things is really, really hard for you to tell, like, where you're at.
Yeah, and that's why it's like, you don't gotta focus on the journey or where you're headed. You just gotta enjoy it for real, you feel me? Even if it is challenging or hard, you really just make it fun, you feel me?
But do you feel like you've had a crazy amount of pressure put on you because all of a sudden you have these big record labels invested in your career early on, and obviously they don't really care about much besides you being productive?
I feel like, not pressure, because I don't really care, but at the end of the day, it's like, that shouldn't matter to me, you feel me? The only thing that I should really be worried about is my craft and definitely getting better next whatever, you feel me, I need to keep stable and all that, you feel me? But I don't really care much about what the labels see.
Word. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
You're not interested? Or
I can't have another girl, like another like woman except for my mom. Because it's like, I don't need it, you feel me? Like, I already got my mom, so she just, like, there for me, you feel me? I don't need another random, you feel me? That's how I see it, at least.
Yeah, definitely. Your mom would have to approve. Can you just walk around Philly, like, on some regular shit?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All the time.
You don't worry about it at all, ever?
If I worried about it, it's like, what's the point, you feel me? Worrying doesn't get you nowhere. It's like you killing yourself by worrying.
But, you know, being famous in a city like Philly as opposed to L.A.
Definitely,
or New York.
It's like, all right, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to worry while I'm outside, you feel me, walking. If I'm outside, it's like, all right, I'm here. But I don't go drawing places. I mean, if it's because I don't be around in whips and stuff. I be Ubering places. So it's like, if I have to, I have to. You feel me? I walk to the store, whatever. You feel me? But when I don't need to, I try to stay out the way.
I feel like you can walk to the store. You just probably shouldn't post up outside the store for an hour and a half.
Well, I don't know.
That's my problem.
I don't do that.
I'll stand there and just be like, yo, anybody got any Pokemon cards? I'm out here. Yeah. I see you still rolling around with Hesh and Bluetooth.
It's the brothers.
Those are still your homies.
Hell yeah, we never switch, you know?
No?
Never.
They smoke a lot of weed. That's what they're doing right now. You ever get into that?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Because it's dirty, gross.
It is. It'll ruin your brain, especially at a young age like yours.
My age, definitely.
Got to stay away from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news. You're not drinking or anything like that?
Nah.
Okay. That's good.
I'm high on life.
Mm.
Hell yeah.
Life is good. Do you feel like you are happy with the amount that you've actually been able to travel and see the world through all this? Or do you feel like you didn't really get to do all that?
I feel like, bro, I travel more without even moving. Just right now I'm traveling. You feel me?
In your mind?
Not in my mind. I guess you could call it my mind. But just the senses, you feel me? Just what you feel, you feel me? What you're seeing, you feel me? Being fully present with that.
Hmm. That's real. How do you feel like you've seen rap change since you got in the game?
I don't really worry. I don't look at that. I mean, I feel like since I got in the game, who was popping when I got in the game?
I don't know. What year did we first do that interview? 2017? 2016?
Sound like that, yeah, 2016.
It was like very early SoundCloud. Like, I was actually wondering, I'm like, I wonder if X and Pump were huge yet when we did that interview, or if that was almost kind of.
No,
they
was up.
Just started popping, mm-hmm. right?
So, I guess.
Because it was at the new store. So, it's like after the X interview, X had just kind of got popping. Okay. Yeah.
Young Thug blew up, bro. He been snapping.
Young Thug?
Well, not just Young Thug, but like all the slime. Mm. That's what's been going crazy. That's what I see a lot,
right.
at least.
All of the Young Thugs sort of, I don't want to say clone, because clone sounds disrespectful, but, you know, a lot of people who sort of, because, you know, okay, that's the weird thing about Young Thug is his flow, the definitive thing about his flow used to be that he was just, just the weirdest
yeah.
shit you ever heard. Now Thug kind of raps more like a regular rapper.
Yeah. Definitely.
But he still has a lot of the things that make him great, but he had to really kind of tone it down and simplify his flow in a lot of ways.
Facts. That's definitely true.
But then you just have so many dudes who are like, they find this one little thing. It's like Thug influence, but then they just repeat that cadence on every fucking song. And I don't understand. I listen to the albums and I'm like, bro, this shit is boring.
Yeah, oh God. That's facts.
You had like Chief Keef and Key and shit on that last project you put out. Are you thinking about features on the next thing you're gonna put out?
Yeah, I might. I can't say nothing about it. Too exclusive.
It's too exclusive. No, you never know. It might not happen, right? All the management are like, yes, don't say it. Do not say it, Matthew. Thank you. I heard that like a bunch of your songs, or at least one of your songs, is like blowing up on TikTok.
Oh yeah, pull up.
How's that going?
That's the drum with Key.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we about to shoot a video.
That just happened organically.
Yeah, I ain't even try to do nothing. I was like just chilling one day, and my management company was like, "Yo, bugging me." You feel me? Like,
you gotta make a TikTok.
Hey, I'm glad. I just saw all that. I'm like, oh, man. All right, we going viral.
So you started it?
I didn't start it.
Oh, you didn't do the first one. They told you about the fact that other people
LeBron's son, Bronny, whatever, LeBron's kid
right.
did the first one. And then after that, a bunch of drums got like billions of streams on that drum, bro. And I was just like, damn. All right, I got to post these now, I guess.
Right.
And then I made my own.
You made a TikTok?
Yeah.
How many followers you got?
Like 1,000.
You didn't go that crazy yet.
I don't go crazy.
No, I feel like if you made the right video, you would explode on TikTok.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I always hear is if you have a recognizable face and you make a TikTok, then they'll blow you up.
Yeah, facts.
The thing is, I'm 36, so I'm not making a TikTok. That. Finish this shot. Oh God.
Yeah.
I'll do it for the podcast, man. This shit is. Why are you? You're all into this? No joke, Ginger.
I'm not into it. The bro got it, but I be taking probiotic shots. Certain things like that, you feel me, it's a blessing, you feel me, like...
That's interesting.
Yeah.
The probiotics. I've been talking to my girl about that a lot. She thinks that my stomach's all fucked up. I need
my
to take more shit for it.
Too, bro.
My
I got
stomach
the
hurt.
Worst stomach.
Does?
Oh, God.
Really?
My stomach hurt. No,
you got diarrhea right now?
No. It's okay. More like my immune system.
I had diarrhea this morning. It was rough. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe this will help. All right, you ready?
Hopefully.
The face that I'm gonna make after I swallow this is everything.
Facts. Oh, God.
That's a thumbnail. Ugh.
Health as well.
I guess, man. Okay, so you are on TikTok, but you haven't fully committed to it yet.
No, I only made one TikTok, but I've just been posting other people's TikToks.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's real. In terms of just music that you've been listening to on a personal level, what you been listening to? Lil Nas X?
Blade. Blade's hard. DG Blade.
So are you still team working on Dying?
Yeah, yeah. I love working on Dying.
Okay.
It's just, we just, like, it was management and stuff. I had to switch up.
Switch up? So you're not really doing music with them anymore?
No, I'm doing music with them. It's managed. Like, we had the same manager.
Was Filthy technically managing you at first, or no?
Well, that was like, yeah, he was one of my managers.
Really?
Yeah.
And that didn't all work out?
Yeah, it just got
confused. I mean, they kind of blew up.
That's still the brothers, though.
Working on Dying. That's been crazy. You listen to Drake songs, and they got Working on Dying tags. Does that fucking weird you out at this point? Like, how the fuck did that happen?
Oh, God. When Drake tried to buy my song first.
Which one?
Messages.
Really?
Yeah, he was like, well, it was the beat. Oogie ain't make that beat, actually. But we was just like, Oogie made the beat. So they could be, you feel me? So he could get a joint. So that joint went crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was trying to pay it for like $150,000, bro.
He was going to give you $150,000 so that you could just not put the song out.
That's what they said.
It might have been a scammer.
They might have been capping to me, but.
How'd that $150,000 look at that time, though? You're like, man, fuck this song.
I said no.
Any song I could have ever written.
I'll
I'll take the $150,000.
I said no. I was like, no. I felt like it was fake.
It was fake? How were you communicating? Was it Drake's Instagram or something?
No. He hit up Obi Bryant, whatever, OVO Bryant.
Okay.
Yeah, he hit me up. And then they was like, yo, Drake turned it.
And you were like, nah, fuck you. Well, that's good. You think Drake and you won't ever make a song together?
I mean, I'm down.
Okay.
I'm down to make a song with anybody, you feel me? I don't got no picks, you feel me?
You don't got no preferences? Nobody that you're excited to work with? Or Meg Thee Stallion?
You saw a Bluetooth tweet?
No, what'd he say?
He said Megan should have just hooked up with Matt or something like that.
Well, that would be, she'd be breaking all kinds of laws right there.
Oh, God.
Jeezy. You a Jeezy fan?
I met him before.
How was that?
Cool. It was at the Paris drum. The walkthrough with the modeling.
The whole time I saw that clip of him kissing on Meg, I thought he was filming it. And I thought that was weird as fuck. And then I realized she was filming it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, okay, she's weird.
Right.
But not that weird, just kind of funny. When I thought it was him, I was like, bro, that is weird.
It's funny, bro. Like,
so good. Okay. I mean, I don't know to what extent G-Eazy really like identifies as a white person, but he probably in his head was thinking like, I'm doing this for all white people. Like, this is some fly shit. I need the world to know that I'm nibbling on Meg's cheek or ear or whatever. I'm sort of slurping up the Fenty.
Right.
I don't know.
He said slurping up the Fenty.
That's what she said, didn't she? Say he liked the Fenty. Isn't that what she said? Yeah.
Oh God.
You a Billie Eilish fan?
Yeah, shout out Billie Eilish. She hard.
You got work? You got music coming with her?
I never met her, nothing.
How do you feel about her saying that all rappers are liars? Not all rappers, some rappers.
I don't know.
Not this one.
I don't care about, bro, it's just like, that really amuses me. Mm. It's like, y'all just speaking words. You know what I mean? Like, words don't mean nothing. You need a word to describe a word. How does that make sense?
The dictionary?
Yeah.
The dictionary will explain what all the words mean. Or even Wikipedia.
But with words.
With other words. Yeah. I mean, that's really all we have. And images. Like a painting. Like, you could, like, if you didn't know what a word meant, technically, I could paint you a painting that would explain what the word meant. But realistically, it's like, a lot of things are going to be pretty hard. Like, if it was school bus, I could draw you a school bus. Uh-huh. If it's, like, fun.
Right. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
All I could do is draw confetti and fucking emojis and shit, you know? Yeah. But like, I guess that's why people play Pictionary.
It's just like words aren't a good way of communicate. Like it's not, it's kind of like you can't get to the point of what you be trying. Like even now, you feel me? Like it's not as good.
That's why G-Eazy was all nibbling on Meg's cheek, because he had run out of words to express how into her he was, you know? Probably. He had probably already like laid all kinds of game on her. Fuck. Okay, so when are we looking at for your next release? You got videos on the way, projects?
Yeah, I'm gonna drop. I got videos, projects, everything. Yeah, exactly. You just said it. Yeah. But we about to drop soon. I can't say when, but I got you. And I'm dropping stuff with Nikel.
What?
Yeah, we got some heat. We got a Lone Wolf video and we got singles.
How'd you meet him? Skate park?
Drove crib.
Oh, Drophy's crib.
Yeah, and then.
You be hanging out there a lot?
Yeah, that's the bro.
Oh, boy. And you going to be a narco any day now?
You already know.
No, he keeps you away from that shit? If he ever asks you to go to, like, Ecuador for him, don't do it. If he's ever like, hey, catch this flight to Colombia. No.
I'm good. Nah, he ain't going to do me like that.
No.
But, yeah, shout out narco.
Shout out all the narcos. All right. Well, I mean, I'm excited to hear the new content, man.
Swear you already know.
Let's get it.
What you been on?
I need a Mad Ox t-shirt.
All right.
That's how I'm feeling. I got a Smoke Dizzy t-shirt. It's not appropriate for this occasion. Yeah, mail's fine. It's a great way to give me something.
I need some Puma, too. Or you want some Puma?
What, you team Puma now?
Yeah.
I fuck with Puma.
Shout out Puma.
We got a little something going on with Puma soon, I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we going crazy.
If I could get that jacket, then I'd be even a bigger Puma supporter.
You want it? I don't think it'll fit you, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
It might, though. I lost some weight. I might be able to share clothes with Mad Ox. Was that like a your hot whistle?
No, it's like, I don't know about
like,
that.
Interview's over. I can't whistle. Mad Ox, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world.
Doesn't exist.
No?
Your podcast doesn't exist.
It does.
It's not
a YouTube
real.
Channel. But you're right that if there's like a nuclear apocalypse, then there will be like no indication that my podcast ever existed.
If the internet turned off, it would be no, well, maybe not, because people just come here.
Yeah. So really, like, screen record my podcast and then export them to VHS tapes so that if the internet goes away, we'll have a nice backup.
You should do that.
That is smart, honestly. Although, why would the internet not survive?
I want you to go homeless for a week too, just in case you go broke.
No, I was already very poor for a significant part of my life.
I feel you.
You know, yeah. I got a house now. We have a pool.
Well, I got.
I've never
that.
Been in it.
I gotta come. I gotta pull up.
You can.
And we're gonna have a party there, and we're gonna do too much that you don't want us to do there.
Who? Yeah. Who? Like, I could imagine you doing a lot of stuff I probably wouldn't want you to do at my house.
That's too bad.
I don't want you having a party at my house, because you're going to bring girls your age over the house, and that's going to be real weird.
No, I'm going to bring girls your age over the house.
You know 36-year-olds? I don't know.
26-year-olds.
26. Meet in the middle. 26, totally fine.
Yeah,
that's great. Mad Ox, I appreciate you, bro.
I appreciate you, bro. I missed you, bro.
I miss you, too.
Rap.
It's been a while. Now that you're back on the scene, now that you're out here on Melrose.
Yeah, I'm out here all month, so you better be linking me, fool.
Let's do it.
On God.
Let's get in the stew.
On God.
I got
out.
A verse for you.
All right, I need to hear that.
I do.
I'm going to let you know if I approve, but that joint probably going to be whack.
No, it's going to be fire. I'm going to run J-Station with PlayStation.
Hopefully.
Hesh fucked up in the crib watching J-Station.
Come here.
He broke. He can't even afford a PlayStation.
Damn.
I'm a TJX6 style rapper, just so you know. That's the only way to describe it.
So you still guys. With the game.
Yeah, what's up?
Bye, guys. Bye. No
Who joke, made that dude. Shirt? I'm just real curious.
Oh, 6F. Shouts out to 6F. Support black business. But the white man made the Rolex. Bye, guys. We out of here. Come on.
White man made the Rolex. No Jumper, Mad Ox. Coolest podcast in the world. Shout out to Hesh.
Cap.
Bye, guys.
Love y'all.
We fucked up in the crib eating Hydrox.
In the crib eating.
Peace.